Welcome to Montrose Fresh from the Montrose Daily Press. We're here to bring you a closer look at our top stories, events, and more that matter to us here in Western Colorado. Today, on Tuesday, approximately 10 residents urged Montrose City Council to either declare Montrose a non-sanctuary city or put the matter to a public vote. Before we jump in, a quick message. Today's episode is brought to you by Elevate Internet. Whether it's for your home or your business, they offer the best speeds at the best price. Right now, if you refer a friend, you can get $25 off. Give them a call for more information at 844-386-8744 or visit them at elevateinternet.com to learn more. Now, our feature story. Today. On Tuesday, approximately 10 residents urged Montrose City Council to either declare Montrose a non-sanctuary city or put the matter to a public vote. This request came after the council voted 3-5 against a formal resolution on March 19th. Montrose is already a non-sanctuary city by default. The council would need to officially declare itself a sanctuary city for this to change. Sanctuary cities typically do not cooperate with federal immigration enforcement and may provide services like shelter and food to migrants. The council's March vote did not alter Montrose's existing non-sanctuary status. However, during Tuesday's public comment session, residents raised concerns about issues ranging from human trafficking and housing shortages to fears of undocumented migrants and illegal voting, advocating for an explicit declaration. Richard Brown, a former municipal judge, outlined three options for the city council: do nothing, vote on the issue again, or let residents decide through a public vote. Brown criticized the council's previous inaction, expressing concerns about illegal immigration's impact on schools and comparing the situation to a third world country. He argued that a revote would restore public trust, noting that the March 19th vote left many residents surprised. On March 7th, councilors had passed a symbolic non-sanctuary declaration with a 4-1 vote. However, because the meeting had less than 24 hours of public notice, the council had to ratify the resolution on March 19th. During the ratification, J. David Reed, Dave Frank, and then-Mayor Barbara Bynum voted no, citing Montrose's existing non-sanctuary status. Councilors Ed Ulibarri and Doug Glassbell supported the declaration. Resident Ron Smith suggested that external influence may have caused some councilors to change their votes. Brown emphasized the need for a revote to clarify councilors' positions on the issue, labeling the initial vote as confusing for many residents. The third option proposed by Brown was to hold a special election, allowing voters to decide. He stressed the importance of letting citizens have a say, criticizing the idea of councilors acting as mini-dictators. Another resident, Jim Bowen, criticized Denver's handling of migrants, arguing that Montrose should explicitly mark itself as a non-sanctuary city to prevent large groups of migrants from arriving. Bowen cited issues such as local responsibilities to citizens and health concerns linked to migrant populations. During the public comment session, no council decision was made, since the issue was not on the agenda for consideration. To find out more about this story, visit us at montrosepress.com. You can also stay up to date on stories just like this by joining Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Next, with the Blue Mesa Reservoir's middle bridge expected to be partially back online by midsummer, the separate years-long construction project along that stretch of US 50 is now also expected to be wrapped by that date. Shoshana Liu, executive director of the Colorado Department of Transportation, said during a public meeting in Montrose Wednesday evening that the agency had earlier in the day met with the contractor handling the Little Blue Canyon project and that all parties were aiming for July 4th. The extensive roads project along a few miles of Highway 50 between Montrose and Gunnison is now in its final stages. Liu emphasized that the project had moved beyond the rock blasting phase and was now focused on punch list items, which are expected to be completed by the time CDOT begins allowing limited traffic over the middle bridge. The bridge was closed on April 18th after a federally ordered inspection revealed cracks in the steel structure. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. To learn more about these stories, visit us at montrosepress.com. And don't forget to check out our sponsors, Elevate Internet, at elevateinternet.com. For more than 137 years, the Montrose Daily Press has been dedicated to shining a light on all of the issues that matter to our community. Today, you can get unlimited digital access to our content for just $10 per month. Visit montrosepress.com/subscribe to sign up. Thank you, and don't forget to tune in again next time.